The How Not to Suck a Divorce podcast cannot be copied or rebroadcast without consent. This podcast does not contain legal advice. The information provided on the podcast and the resources available are not intended as and shall not be construed or understood to be legal advice. Well, it's that time of year, or maybe even that time for just you. You've powered through the holidays. You've plastered a smile across your face for the kids, your relatives, maybe your in-laws, maybe even the dog. But on the inside, you're pretty miserable.
And you've been pretty miserable for a while.
We're coming up in the divorce industry on something we call the Super Bowl of the business, for lack of a better term.
It is divorce season, my friends. So on this episode of How Not to Suck at Divorce, we're going to help you through the tumultuous feelings of, I think I want a divorce. It's not my entire life that's crumbling. It's just this one aspect.
But it wasn't me. It was my marriage I was in.
And this is How Not to Suck at Divorce. So, Super Bowl season, huh?
Not such a great term, right? But we use it for divorce. But we use it also for like the super, right after Super Bowl, we list all the houses and there's Super Bowl seasons for everything. And what that means is just a really big influx of new divorce filings and new people contacting you to even get information about a divorce.
Yeah, makes sense. I've had so many messages come in over the last few weeks from people who are living in this position right now. And I think it's because the holidays make everything so damn hard. Mm-hmm. There's pressure to look happy and to act as though you're grateful when on the inside you're screaming and you just want out. Or maybe some people can sense that their spouse wants out, and that feeling of them like pulling away and being so distant is starting to wear on them.
That's so true. And there's so many things that I hear from clients. So if you are feeling this at all, know you're not alone. So it could be anything from, I just don't feel like myself. Maybe there's something wrong with me, to, gosh, my wife is just so distant lately. I don't know what's going on. Or that icky feeling in your gut where you've kind of tried to change everything around you, work out more, do better at work, be a better parent, and nothing's changing. And you're like, what the hell? Is there something wrong with my marriage? Or maybe that person who, you know, there's a lot of people that I talk to before the holidays and they're like, I'm just going to get through the holidays, but I'll see you back in January or February. Everybody feels probably what you're feeling as you're listening. If you're even thinking about, man, I better think this through a little more.
And I think that it's important that we recognize the agony that everyone is going through. It's not, getting a divorce is not a decision that anyone makes lightly, you know, right. It's not like, yeah, it would be fun. I think I want to flip my entire world upside down. No, you do it because you're really suffering. So if you're listening to this right now and you're feeling like, yeah, I'm really suffering, then I want you to know that we are truly sorry that you are in this position. And I can speak from experience and tell you that I know how it feels to not want to come home. I know how it feels to circle the blocks several times before finally pulling into your driveway. And I know what it feels like to feel guilty about feeling that way. And for some of you, this impending divorce might be something that you've wanted to do for a really, really long time, but you've been afraid to say anything because you don't know what's going to happen after that, right? Like, what's going to happen to my kids? What's going to happen to our house? What's going to happen to our bottom line? And I get all of that. We both do.
Yeah, we do. And, you know, I see it all. And I'm sure whatever you're feeling listening to this, I've seen it. I will tell you that whatever route you go, generally, it will take time, but time does heal everything. And most clients right now, or most people who are considering divorce, are just worried about what's going to change. And the only way to truly navigate that is to get all the facts and make sure that you're as healthy as you can be before you even embark on any process going forward.
And I think that as you're going through all these options in your mind, and you're starting to feel overwhelmed, and you're starting to feel like, maybe I don't want to do this, I want you to remember that feeling that you had when you were circling the block, not wanting to go inside. And I want you to tell yourself that you deserve to be happy. And everybody deserves to be happy. And if you're not happy, there's a really good chance that your spouse is not happy. And there's an even greater chance that your kids are not happy, even if they're not showing signs of any kind of stress at that moment. Children feel all of this. We started this podcast because we want to help you through the divorce process so that you can get to that happier place in your life where you feel most fulfilled, not controlled, not held back, and more deeply loved.
I think what you said is so important. Personally, I have not been through a divorce myself, but I have been through a lot of other people's divorces. But I also have had a relationship in the past where exactly what you just talked about has happened to me, where one day I was just walking home from work and I was in a relationship and I was like, I don't want to go home. I don't want to go home to this person. And then I'm thinking to myself, what am I feeling here? This person's a wonderful person. What is my problem? But it was that feeling in your gut. I just don't want to go home. It's like anywhere else.
Yeah. I have a story that I used to talk about where I had someone over at my house, somebody I was working with. And we were wrapping up our meeting and she was getting ready to go back to her family. And she kept saying, okay, I know you got to go. I know I have to go. I know you have to go. I know you've got family dinner. And I kept thinking, oh my God, don't leave, don't leave, don't leave. Because as soon as she left, I had to get to family life. And I hated the way I felt. And I felt so bad about this because my kids were so little. And it's the time when you feel like you can't even talk about that. You feel like you can't say, I dread being at home, because people are going to look at you like, you selfish person. You know right. How many people would kill to be where you are right now?
Mm-hmm.
But I was dying. I mean, I was
like a shell of yourself.
Oh, beyond. I mean, looking back at it now, I realize how miserable I was and how close I came to not even wanting to live, really, because there was nothing good. It's hard. It's really hard. And it's really isolating. So I think right. That it's important that we recognize that and encourage people to keep going and know that the best part of your life is most likely ahead of you.
Agreed.
We gotta just get you through this. So you're listening to this, what we're doing in this episode is we want to give you three steps, three things that you can do to help you get through that first funky time of, yeah, I think I want to get a divorce, but what the hell do I do?
Yeah, let's talk about those action steps. But remember this, and this is what Andrea said that sticks out in my mind, and it's so true. You deserve happiness. So if you don't have happiness, you need to look inside and look around you and figure out why that is. And if it is your marriage, you deserve to be happy, whatever route you go. So just remember that. Yep. So, you know, you're at the point you say, maybe I need a divorce. Maybe I want a divorce. Now what? Well, step one, I always suggest think about some kind of therapy. Now, whether it's your own therapy to just kind of get to the root of what's bothering you, because a lot of people don't even know that it's their marriage. Maybe it's couples therapy. That would be fine as well. But, you know, or maybe it's something called discernment. You know, one thing that we just talked about, which was some people don't even know if it's their marriage making them miserable. Look at episode 30 of our show. We had a fantastic, if that's you, we had a fantastic therapist and mediator on that talked about, is it my marriage that's making me miserable? Because I've had clients that came in to see me and they said, I didn't even know it was my marriage. I thought something was wrong with me. And I was in fact looking at, you know, places to check myself in. It wasn't, you know, anything substance related. It was mental, but it wasn't me. It was my marriage I was in. And that's why we did episode 30. So if you're thinking that's you, think back and look at that episode.
It was such an important episode. And it was toward the very beginning of this current season of our show. We had on a woman named Dr. Randy Heller. And as Morgan mentioned, she's a therapist and a mediator. And what was really cool is that she introduced us to a formula that you can use that helps break down the different parts of your life that could be contributing to your unhappiness, to help you understand whether it's your marriage, whether it's your job, whether it's your social group of friends or whatever it is. But I mean, Morgan's had so many people come to her after listening to this episode saying, holy cow, the clarity that I have now helps me see that it's not my entire life that's crumbling. It's just this one aspect, my marriage, which is not a small aspect by any means, but it helps people see, okay, if I can work on this, and whether that means you work on it and remain in the marriage, or you work on it by not remaining in the marriage.
That reminds me of the other episode that we did, because you know, you may be a candidate for discernment counseling, because I'm always a proponent. I'm not a proponent of telling everyone to get divorced and painting this beautiful picture. It's a tough road. But if you try everything, I want you to be able to look back and say, I tried everything and it still didn't work, and have no regrets. And that's something that we talked about in this discernment episode. You may be a candidate for it. On episode 33 of our show, we talked to Dr. Bill Doherty, who's the founder of this unique type of therapy. And this therapy is different than marriage therapy, because you'll hear on this episode, episode 33, that it basically helps you determine with your spouse whether you're going to move forward with getting a divorce or not. They help you actually give you a decision. I think this can work, or I don't think this can work. And here's how to save it, or here's how to exit it gracefully.
Yeah. But remember, Morgan, there's that caveat that that he talked about in the episode. Remember that you're only a candidate if both you and your spouse have one foot in the marriage.
Correct.
Yeah. So that's something that's interesting. So if you've already made up your mind that you're done, then this is not for you. But for people who are feeling like they're on the fence, then this is it's a really interesting process. I encourage you to listen to episode 33, because we talk you through the whole process, and we even tell you where you can go to find a discernment counselor in your area. But it's an interesting process. And I think that it's like, what, 5 sessions total?
Max. Yes.
Yeah. Like, it's a very like limited, it's not the kind of thing where you are in discernment counseling for like months and months and months. Like it's literally like 5 sessions. So.
All right. Let's talk about, we got action step 1, which is find some kind of therapy. Okay. Let's move on to action step 2, which is really kind of almost 2 and 3, but we're going to put it into 2, number 2, I should say. Let's refamiliarize yourself with your financials, if you're not familiar already. And or make a timeline of certain important events. What are you laughing about?
It just sounds terrible. A marriage timeline. I got married next day. I was miserable. No, like, okay. All right. No. Okay. Familiarize yourself with your financials. What the fuck does that mean? Like what? Like, I have no money. Like, just break this part down for me.
Okay. If you don't know where your financials are, that's okay. We've talked about this in another episode about how to start gathering financials. But if you think you're headed down the road of divorce, this is really for the people who really don't have any idea about the financials. Start just looking around where your bank account's held. Do you see mail coming in from certain institutions that you don't know, or maybe you're just getting familiar with? Write down a list. I always say, write it down in your phone. If you need it to be secure, secure it with a good password. Also, you may want to turn your Face ID off and make sure it's not uploading to the iCloud. That's the most secure place. Writing notes and having them found generally is not secure.
Wait, why do you want Face ID off?
The unfortunate part is I have heard some stories of people using their face while they're sleeping at night to get into the phone to get personal information, which we don't want to have happen.
Right. Okay. Got it. Okay. And so, okay, so you're having them password protect the list of where they believe all of their money is living?
Yes, or any institutions where money could be. That would be just helpful.
Okay.
And truly remember this, if you're sitting there like, I have no idea, this is so overwhelming, it's not a big deal. The divorce attorney will help you figure this out. It's just a way to get in front of it if you can.
Yeah. That makes sense. I think that I'm going to look while you're talking. I'm going to look and see, because I know that we had more than one episode where we dug into this. So I'm going to see if I can pull up the exact episode number. So if people want to dig more into the money stuff, they can. But go ahead. Like, what's this marriage timeline?
Okay.
Speak of?
It's it makes me laugh. It's not a marriage timeline. You know, we're going to know when you got married. We're going to ask you relevant questions that we need. What it more is about is if you have issues in your marriage with the children, maybe you have issues with substance abuse or improper parenting on the other side, those are good things that you may want to write down. So if you have one person, if you've ever gotten in an argument and the other spouse says, I'm going to take the kids from you. Well, first of all, it's usually a load of BS, but then you probably want to write down certain important events. It's not every time, you know, your kid went to the bathroom. That's not what we're talking about. It's about, you know, when did your spouse, when was your spouse home? Was your spouse traveling all the time? Was your spouse putting the kids to bed? Does your spouse go to any parent-teacher conferences? Does your spouse go to any doctor's appointments? Those are important things for the timeline if you think potentially you could have an argument over the children.
Ugh. Not a pleasant step, but obviously something important. And I did discover the episode, you guys, it's episode number 20. Episode 20 was back in season 2 of our show where we talk all things money. So if you have more questions about that, go listen to that episode. But again, we are just trying to help you in this episode figure out what are 3 things that I can actually do so that I'm feeling like I'm putting the ball in motion. Because we know that when we're faced with something that feels really big and heavy, the last thing that you want to feel is stuck or paralyzed. That doesn't help anybody. So these action steps are designed so that you can keep things moving and feel like you are doing something to help your situation.
Exactly. All right. So for the third action step, the third step is to begin the attorney interviewing process. Notice I did not say hire an attorney.
And she definitely did not say hire the first attorney you interview, Andrea. So let's give another shout out to a past episode here, episode 35, called Tinder for Attorneys, where we interviewed Max Leanoff of Miami, Florida, who gave us some expert insight into hiring an attorney.
Remember, it's not one size fits all. Everybody wants to say, oh, in my cousin's divorce, my neighbor's divorce, I want the same thing. I always say you don't go to the doctor and ask for the same thing your neighbor or your cousin got. So every strategy is going to be so tailored to your facts. So what I mean by that is interview the attorneys to not only get a gut sense of, will I get along with this person? Do I trust them? Do I like them? But also each attorney is going to have a different strategy for you. So you may not feel comfortable with some people's strategies, or you may say, I want to pick parts of that and use this attorney that I really have a good sense. My gut is telling me that's the right person.
We talk a lot about this in that episode that we recorded with Max, but I think it's important to reiterate some of these points right now, because I can't say it enough. And I've seen a lot of this lately. I've gotten a lot of messages from people on social media, and I've read a lot in these groups that I'm in where people say, I am looking for a shark. I need a shark. My brother is getting a divorce and we need a shark. We need a shark. We need a dolphin. We need a whale. I want to go to SeaWorld. I need a shark. And I just want to comment, no, you don't know. You don't want a shark. You don't need a shark. Enough with the sea life. Morgan, explain to everybody why that is not the right outlook to have.
When I hear that, it's like nails on a chalkboard to me. Let's just cut right to the chase. It's not a good strategy, because a shark basically means to me you're hiring somebody who's going to take all your money, be unreasonable, and cost you more money. So what you're really looking for, I would say, is a unicorn. And that is, we're moving on from sea life to mammals. Right. Or I should say,
mythical creatures,
mythical creatures, not mammals. but you're looking for this unicorn. And what I mean by that is somebody who can keep the tensions down, who knows the craft of divorce, that's really up top on their game, but also can do an about face if necessary and turn into, the lack of a better term, shark if necessary. So I never start out like that. And somebody who wants to start out like that, guns blazing, unless there's some reason to do so. And I would tell you probably 5% or less of my cases, there's a reason to do so. It's a waste of your money. Save it for yourself, save it for your kids. And you know what? At the end of the day, I always say, I'm hopefully redefining your family. I'm not tearing it apart.
No.
You want a shark, your family's going to be torn apart.
You don't want that. And I would say, I mean, gosh, I want to say that it's really less than 5% when you want that kind of personality, because what you do want is somebody who can work with opposing counsel. Yes. You want someone who's known for getting along with everybody, because the more that your attorney can get along with your ex's attorney, the more likely that it's going to be that you guys can resolve disputes outside of court. And that is what you want. You do not want everything to go to the judge. Ideally, you don't want anything to go to the judge. You want to be able to resolve everything between your attorneys in mediation if you need to. You do not want, we talked about this on the last episode, but you don't want a third party who's never met you before, who doesn't really give a crap about your life or your kids because they've got their own problems. You don't want them making these decisions about your money, about your children, about, like, it's insane to me. But the more fighting that goes on, the more likelihood that you're going to shell out so much money and give up so much control.
Yeah. I mean, that's one of the disservices that I think happens with, you know, Googling and things like that, because I agree with you. It's a good thing if your attorney is friendly with the other attorney. You can generally get so much more done. And it's a good thing if you aren't fighting like cats and dogs. It is a good thing to get in and get out. And it's possible. Just know that even if you're not in the best place right now, or even if you're thinking to myself or yourself, oh, if I go forward, this is going to be World War III because my ex is going to be so mad that I would feel this way. And they are going to try to take me to the cleaners. Listen, I've seen it. But if your lawyer can do the dance the right way, it will tone it down. And if they get a lawyer that can also go toe to toe like that, that lawyer, part of their job, not only legally speaking, but is also emotionally speaking, to calm the other side down and say, you know what? Yeah, I'm sorry that you're feeling this way, but this is going to happen. And let's keep your family as intact as possible.
Mm-hmm. You want someone calm and friendly, believe me. One other thing that I want to mention that I found so interesting when we interviewed Max, that I learned that my jaw just dropped. One of the things he said was, in your first meeting with a prospective attorney, they should disagree with you on something. And I thought, And then I understood, because his point was, look, you're not representing yourself because you're not an expert in this. They are the experts. You're going to walk in with all of your ideas and your big bag of bullshit. And it's the attorney's job to say, well, Andrea, I understand that you want this, 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 and this, but allow me to make a suggestion and to tell you that that's not the way that I would handle, you know, this situation. And instead we would do this, this, and this, because in my years of experience, blah, blah, blah. And I didn't even think about that. He said, the last thing you want is a yes man.
Right. That is so true. And that, you know, and that's the other thing. I think in this day and age, so many people are afraid of or don't like hearing things that may not agree with them, you know? And so I think if you do hear that in an interview, one, check your gut a little bit there, because you want your case to be done right. So legally, if it's not something that can be accomplished, don't get mad at the attorney, but use it to your advantage to say, okay, let me pivot here. Let me figure out what else I want if I know I cannot get this. Or let's get creative and figure out maybe how we can almost achieve this. There's ways to go about it without getting upset about the legalese and what can and can't happen in court.
That's exactly right. There is so much in that episode. So again, if you're new to our show, go listen to episode 35. We also mentioned episode 20, which talks about money, episode 33, which talks about discernment counseling, and episode 30, which talks about, is it my marriage that's making me miserable? So to recap, your action steps are therapy, financials, and then attorney. That's a solid two steps before even looking at attorneys. And notice, step three is not hiring an attorney. Step three is just beginning the process of talking to attorneys. There's a big difference, people.
Yeah, that's it. That is so true. We're not sending you out guns blazing trying to get the first attorney you can find. That is a really bad way to go about it. And I just wanted to, you know, tell everybody that, listen, you're not alone if you're having these feelings. That's why we do this show. And we thought it was so exceptionally important this week to get out this show before we go into, you know, the next year, because a lot of you are feeling the same feelings that everyone else is feeling at this point in time. And we are here for you. And you may feel super isolated and alone, and maybe you don't have the community because you maybe haven't spoken to anybody about the way you've been feeling. That's why we're here. So, you know, you can reach out to us at any point in time. On our Instagram, we have a website, we take DMs and we respond. So anything you need from us, we're here for you.
Absolutely. And I want to share something personal for a minute. You know, Morgan just mentioned something about, you know, we wanted to make sure that we got in this episode now. It is currently, what is it? It's December 28th right now. So we're quickly approaching the very end of the year. And we know that this is when a lot of you have your marriage and your overall like happiness on your mind. I don't want you to beat yourself up about where you are. I don't want you to beat yourself up whether you've made choices that, you know, you wish you wouldn't have made. Maybe you've messed up in your marriage. That's okay. Maybe you're so miserable in your marriage that you've already engaged in another relationship. Look, we're not here to judge your choices. We're here to help everybody through this process so that you do not completely turn your life upside down and that you don't completely turn the life upside down of your kids. We will help you get through this. This is a judgment-free show. And I can tell you, this is my third year divorced. It gets better. It gets so much better. I will tell you that unfortunately for a lot of you, you don't get to divorce your co-parent, meaning that that person's always going to be your co-parent. So they're in your life long-term, but you're not married to them anymore. And you do have the opportunity to go and find yourself in a place where you are going to feel so much happier. You just have to get through this. So if you are doggy paddling right now and your arms are tired, I get it. My arms were tired too. Keep swimming. You've got this, and keep listening to this show. This is why we do this show. We want you to tell people about our show. If you've got friends in your running club and you think that someone is going through something, tell them about the show. Send a text with the link to our show in it. If you see somebody post something on Facebook about going through a tough time and it's regarding their marriage, send our show to them. We want to reach as many people as possible.
And if you like our show, would you please give us a like on any podcast platform that you listen to? Because that's important for us to let us know we're doing a good job. And also, if you have something that you really need to know about that we haven't touched on yet, just know we're planning for the next season and we would love to meet your needs. So let us know.
Yep. Message us, send us a DM. You can find us on Instagram at How Not to Suck at Divorce. You can find me personally at the Andrea Rappaport, and you can find Morgan over at
Divorce Attorney Chicago. And remember this, sometimes it's day by day. Other times it's hour by hour, but regardless, you've got this. And we've got you.
Happy New Year, everybody. We will see you in 2023.